Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton, Ryan Castle, our producer back in the studio this morning. Black Bears off on the right foot. Big win last night over North Buncombe in a game against a very good football team that I thought, but Pisgah found a way to get it done. Defense was there when we needed to be there. Saw some really encouraging thing offensively to get things going. And boy, I guess it really starts with what the work that you were able to get done up front, coach. And you look at Daniel Van Varenberg going out there with 250 yards and a couple scores, a score on 36 carries. And he was their player of the game last night, as you know, and had a chance to talk to him after the game. And all he could do was talk about how he was given the opportunity by that because of what was going on up front and by his fullback as well. And just a really great night out there and found a way to win a close ball game. And you got to feel like that's going to play out well down the road as you get that a big endowment win.
You know, I mentioned in the paper the maturity of this team, and I think that you guys saw that last night. I think, you know, we had some things not go our way when we had made some big plays, and I think you saw our team, I know on two instances, had two penalties called on us on big plays for us on the offensive side and turned around the next play, you know, after those penalties got marked off against us. And Daniel had a 19-yard carry right after that for a long first down. And then the next time he had like a 16-yard carry. So our kids didn't get caught up in, you know, some of the stuff that they couldn't handle on the field as far as, you know, turnovers and penalties and things like that. And they just bounced back. You know, they didn't get down about it. They let, you know, me take care of those things, you know, with the other things going on the field. And just thought that they showed really good maturity. And I know Daniel had mentioned the line and, of course, the fullbacks. I had a chance to go back and watch film last night and actually stayed up, you know, quite some time watching it. And I'll tell you, might have been the best blocking out wide by our wide receivers.
Yeah.
As I've seen in a very, very long time. They were very aggressive, Trey and Jesse both, and just did an outstanding job out wide on blocking. You know, it's a shame that you got kids out there blocking their tails off and getting penalized because we're too physical. You know, but unfortunately, that was part of the case last night.
Daniel, you know, like I said, gave a lot of credit to everyone else. But and one of the things I picked up on pretty quickly last night, and we'd seen it before, you know, watching him at the JV level and watching him a little bit some last year. But, you know, first contact's not really an issue for him. I mean, he was getting past 2, 3, 4 defenders and really gives you a chance to do the things that you want to do in terms of controlling the clock and giving your offense a lot of options when you have a back that's able to do that.
You know, the big thing for us, you know, looking at us, you know, up front, obviously we talked about that being one of the, you know, bright spots for us. And, you know, that is certainly held true. Even through the scrimmages, I think you could have seen that as well. And, you know, Houston, you know, coming in at quarterback and getting everybody in the right places and doing those things as well. And, you know, giving us that pass option, you know, also I think Houston would have been over 100 yards passing last night, and I think we were at like 79, but had a couple long ones called back on some penalties. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I thought it was a very very good game plan on both sides. You know, we didn't get away from what we wanted to do. You know, we didn't panic. We didn't do any of those things. I thought the score right before halftime on the long drive and then the long drive at the end of the game showed a lot about our composure. I think it showed a lot about our conditioning. You know, that was one of the things that I was worried about because both our scrimmages had been shorter, you know, and I talked to our kids about, you know, having to go another, you know, scrimmage essentially in the same game. And I just thought they did a really good job of that.
We talked about it a lot last night broadcast. We felt like the physicality, what you guys were able to do on both sides, was going to be something that would play out well in the end. And it felt like that was exactly what happened. And you started seeing, you know, we were talking about it, I don't know, midway through the second half or whatever, that North Buncombe had a lot of guys started, you know, there wasn't quite the pep there. They were kind of walking around and getting back to where they needed to be and so forth, but able to wear them down a little bit. It was kind of a statement of will, I think, but and conditioning too. I think you're exactly right. I think you're able to do what you wanted to do there.
Well, I thought it was very balanced. You know, I looked at the stats from the first half. We were 171 yards of offense in the first half, and we turned around and went 179 yards of offense in the second half. So, you know, didn't get a whole lot of change on that. again, you know, I can't brag enough about what we did up front. Obviously, the fullbacks in there with us, tight ends and receivers, I thought just did a really good job. And, you know, we had a situation where we had some older kids in that huddle that just did not let us lose our cool.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really good to see for us.
It was certainly hard not to look at Daniel Van Varenberg last night and think about Travis Smalling. And I will also tell you that it was hard not to look at Houston Rodgers and not think about Zach James in terms of the poise and ability to stand in there even in the face of pressure and deliver the football where it needed to be.
I think one of Houston's bigger plays, you know, we had a botched snap, and we only had two all night, but we had one down in North Buncombe's territory, and, you know, he turns around, scoops it up, and is able to make a positive out of it. I think it showed a lot of gumption by him, and he was pretty much spot on all of his passes. You know, the one that got picked off was a tip ball that we had out in the flat to Michael as fullback, and, you know, just got away from him and went right into their hands. But, you know, I thought he's allowing us to be as balanced as we can be. And, you know, if people want to load up in the box and, you know, try to take away the run, you know, we've got to be willing to take our shots. And I thought we did that last night.
Was he been able to come in pretty quickly and begin, you know, taking over that offense and showing that leadership even in his first start last night?
You know, even though we've changed some things, you know, what we're doing offensively when he was a freshman, you know, up to a sophomore, and of course now as a junior, you know, I think it's just the fact of being in that huddle and commanding things. I think he brings that leadership. You know, that was one thing that I talked about in the preseason with talking about Houston, was the leadership that he brings getting back into the huddle, getting everything back under control, and getting people lined up where they need to be at. And I think he did a really good job of that.
I think that one of the things I noticed that I was really impressed with last night, it was late in the first half, I thought, and he had the wherewithal, even with everything going on, as soon as a play was over, to sprint back to you guys, get that next play. Maybe the play wasn't quite finished yet. Sprint back to you guys, get that next play, and get back to the huddle. Just football IQ is what we saw. And, boy, that's going to, again, give you a lot of chances to win ball games and some tight ball games that may go either way, that you're going to have a chance to win more often than not when you've got that kind of football IQ right now.
You know, you're always expecting a game like that. During the season, I told our kids last night, I didn't expect a game like that the first game of the year. You know, you're going to have one where it's just going to be that there's going to be a recipe there for you to lose a game. You know, you're going to have opportunity after opportunity to let go and let up and, you know, to lose a game. And I just thought our kids just, you know, would not let that happen last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
It's canning time. Get jars, pressure cookers, all your canning supplies at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. You can shop online at hometown-hardware.com or stop in for everything you need to preserve nature's bounty for enjoyment all year round. Friendly folks will guide you to everything you need at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Back live at Jukebox Junction, Brett Chappell Show this morning. Talk about those receivers again. Jesse Martinez, that seems like has been with us for forever, and that's a good sign and a good feeling. But you know, talking about Jesse Martinez and of course Trey Morgan, who again is able to make catches and do things that, you know, I was just talking a little bit before the pregame and said he's able to do things that I don't think that officials or fans or maybe anyone else is prepared to see, and when they do see it, they're not exactly sure what to do with it. But both those young men are tremendous weapons on the outside, and again give you a whole lot of options offensively.
You know they do, and I can't you know, both of those young men probably have upped their game, and it's not so much in the receiving part, because they've always been good receivers for us, but I just can't brag enough about them on their blocking. I mean, their blocking out wide was just phenomenal last night.
Yeah.
You know, they were so physical last night. Once they got on them, you know, they were able to stay on them and create some more holes for you know, Daniel when he got into that second level, and they made catches when we needed to make catches. Again, that comes back to the timing with them in Houston and the practice that goes in during the week. And I just think that it was a it was nice to see that connection with them last night. You know, there were some things done last night that, that people don't pick up on. We had some checks that Houston made at the line of scrimmage that we had worked on, and our receivers knew what was going on and you know, we're able to capitalize on them.
One thing I was just thinking about, were you able to see a difference? You guys, you know, first night that we were able to use that, that camera system that we've got with on the mast that's in the end zone, were you able to use that at halftime last night to be able to pick up on the things that you needed to? Because, again, we're always good at making those halftime adjustments, but another little edge for us. Was that something you were able to use last night?
It was. It was something we were able to use, especially on the offensive side, and just see some of the stunts and be able to talk to our linemen a little bit. I think, you know, more of the defensive stuff, we put in a different type defense for that second half. You know, sitting here looking at the stats for it, in the first half we gave up 176 yards, you know, and I mentioned we had 171, so we were a little bit less in that first half than North Buncombe. But the second half we only gave up 119, so almost, you know, 60 yards difference, you know, from first half to second half. Thought it was a really good adjustment that they made, put another package in to try to create some problems for Chase Parker. You know, you can't say enough about that young man. I think the it all starts with their trigger man. And you know, he did a really good job for them. Their tailback Maltry, you know, kept us honest too. I think he had about 80 something yards rushing. So I feel like as I watched the game, you know, unfold last night, I just walked away feeling that their offense was, you know, better than they were last year, you know, at this time. And I think our offense was better than we were last year at this time as well. So, you know, it was a really good matchup. You know, I felt like we were able to do some things that we felt good about going into the game. And, you know, we had to make a few adjustments here and there based off what they were doing defensively. But thought we were able to do that.
I think North Buncombe's going to win a lot of football games, and I think a big reason of that is that offense and that quarterback. I told Chuck, I said, this is a good football team that we beat tonight.
Very good football team. You know, and in the scrim, we only traded one film. We only traded one scrim. You know, everybody's being very vanilla, you know, during those scrimmages and not showing a whole lot. And, you know, Ricky Thrash didn't play in either one of the scrimmages.
He's been – that's right.
He'd been injured. And
he was limited a little bit last night.
He was, and he was still the go-to guy. I think I looked at our stats, and I think he had 7 or 8 receptions. Obviously, the young man that's the basketball player that they got to come out, Matthews, I think was his name, had the long touchdown pass. He's a matchup problem. Yeah. He's got really good speed, and but it all starts with Chase. And I, you know, I was very impressed, you know, walking away last night as like I said, the game unfolded and sitting back and watching him and, you know, making the reads he did and putting the ball where he needed to. And, you know, that's a good thing on their side. I mean, that's a lot of time, and he got a lot of underneath routes that he's got to put on the money or he's going to get picked. And, you know, but I thought we made some good adjustments there in the second half and kind of got settled back down and, you know, did some good things.
Overall,
there.
Did you feel like you were able to get the pressure on him that you wanted to?
You know, the one thing about him, you know, talking about Chase, gets rid of the ball so quick. You know, a lot of short routes. You know, he threw a few couple long routes in there, but mostly short routes. So we didn't feel like we were going to be able to get to him much. We just needed to contain him. And, you know, I thought that we were able to do that a little bit better in the second half. He got loose a couple of plays that really helped them. But, again, that's just good poise by the quarterback.
Special teams-wise, found another kicker and another Fox, and he was, you know, right. There's the extra points, of course, but right down the middle, right through the chute. And again, punting game too, I thought it gave us a chance to work on a long field defensively too. So special teams was playing well last night already as well.
You know, I think so. You know, as I walk away from it, we try to look at those different phases of the game. And, you know, I thought that our kicking game was good. You know, a little bit disappointed in the onside kick North Buncombe got. You know, and then I've sit here and complain a little bit about the officiating, and I'll tell you that the one call that they gave to or called on us for not having enough on a line of scrimmage on our punt team. You know, I went back and looked at it last night, and we were guilty of it. So I'll take a little bit of blame on that one. That was, you know, Daniel didn't get on the line of scrimmage like he was supposed to. You know, and we didn't have enough on the line of scrimmage and got the flag. And so that one was legitimate. So I'll take the blame on that one. But certainly there were some questionable ones along the way.
That brings up a good point, I think. Is that something that you have to spend a lot of time with at the high school level? The little nuances and explain to kids why you have to be where you are. That's a great example of it's not just about, you know, being technical. It's about staying within the rules package. You got to explain a lot of these things, I'm sure, as you go through the preseason and then the summer, as to why you have to be where you are. You're going to cause problems if not. That's a great example there.
Well, you know, the biggest thing for us during the week, you've got to try to practice every situation,
yeah,
you know, that you think you're going to get,
yeah,
or look that you're going to get. And I don't think as we look back on it, we got anything different. You know, as a defense looking at their offense, I don't think they gave us anything different as far as formation or plays that we hadn't worked on. And, you know, defensively, we didn't see near the amount of blitzing that they were going to give us, but we knew they were going to. You know, they did it last year to us in that first game, and we knew we were going to get it again, you know, during this game as well, because I knew they didn't feel like they could just sit back and catch us. I knew they were going to try to come after us and create some problems. And, you know, it's a gamble. You know, if you do that, you can fly right by and it can be big runs, and I think you saw that from Van Barenberg. And then every once in a while they'll get a play in the backfield. Yeah. But I don't think Daniel had but maybe one or two negative plays.
Right.
I think you even mentioned he averaged about seven.
That's right.
A little over 7 yards a carry. So that's a pretty good number.
Is he a problem last night?
No, it was not. It was a little bit cooler. It was hot to start with as far as the sun being out, but got a little bit cooler, I think, helped us, especially up front. But conditioning was something I was worried about because of the, you know, short scrimmages like I mentioned earlier. But, you know, to finish that last drive of the ball game,
yeah.
I don't know, we got it at like 6 minutes,
yeah,
and drove
yeah,
it down to
right.
almost a minute. I think that speaks volumes about your big boys. Those are the ones you're worried about. You know, can your big boys up front continue to push late in the fourth quarter? And for it to be this early, I think was a big deal for us.
I think we understand collectively hydration a whole lot better. It seemed like, you know, when I first started broadcasting games, that you know, every other play somebody was going down with a cramp in the first few games of the year. But you don't see it that way much anymore. You guys are staying hydrated all week long. You guys really understand what you got to do to get through those Friday nights early in the season, don't you?
Well, we started getting on our kids on Wednesday and Thursday. You know, make sure you guys are hydrating. We're trying to hydrate them during the day on game days on Fridays, and, you know, having Gatorade fixed for them so they could come in and drink it, and, you know, drinking stuff on the bus on the way over. And but like I mentioned earlier, that was a big concern of ours. You know, obviously you look at your big linemen, but we got a lot of kids, skilled kids too, that are going both ways. And just felt like we were in good shape, you know, as far as that goes. And I think they were too. I don't think I saw one of their players come out with a cramp either.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31.
Real quickly, just to catch up on a few scores from last night, Asheville a winner over Franklin 34-20, North Henderson over Robertson 14-7, Andrews 20-6 over Brevard, East Rutherford was a winner over East Henderson 57-25, Inca, a lot of scoring in that one, 48-47 over Owen, Polk over Chase 23-27. to 13. Rosman, a winner last night, 49-8 over Shannon Forrest. And Crest was a winner, 31-13 over South Point. Shelby over Freedom last night, 40-28. A couple interesting scores that I thought when I was going through the scores from last night. Charlotte Catholic, a team that most Pisgah fans will remember. Charlotte Catholic, 5-0 over Charlotte Christian last night. My dad's on the road this morning. Richmond County beat Rocky River 34-7. Havelock beat Washington 50-13. But there are a couple interesting scores, and I think that that Robertson score was one of the ones that stands out. Dynamics over there changed a little bit in that loss, it looks like. Or North Henderson's much better. Maybe it's both.
You know, looking at and I got the film with North Buncombe and North Henderson. That was the scrimmage that we got. And, you know, I felt like as we watched that scrimmage, I felt like North Henderson was much more aggressive than what they were last year. I know I talked to Coach Dinwiddie early in the preseason, and he felt really good about his bunch this time. I think there were a lot of sophomores on that team he had 3 years ago that are now seniors, and so he's got a lot of experience coming back. You know, I think, and I mentioned in the newspaper and the Iwana and stuff, I think the middle of the pack in our conference has gotten much better, you know, for the last couple of years. You know, obviously Franklin's been at the top, and you know we've kind of battled it out with them. But yeah. Especially last year, you look at some of our scores. Obviously, West Henderson, you know, only 3-0 in the Tuscola score, and I just think that middle echelon has caught up.
Parity,
absolutely, yeah. And you know that's only going to make for great games. You know, once we get conference started, but you know there were some surprises in there on scores.
I was thinking, and we were again talking a little bit about this, is that. With the number of charter schools that are opening and those kinds of things, you feel like that's going to ultimately take or make changes to the dynamics of high school football in this state like we've seen in some of the other states?
I think you're going to see some changes that are going to have to be made at some point. I think you're going to end up getting a Cardinal Gibbons or a Bishop McGinnis here in Western North Carolina eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get, and I think you see a little bit of it at Christ School with their basketball program.
Right.
But I think you're going to see it in football eventually. Eventually.
Where there's more open enrollment,
yeah,
essentially.
You know, for a charter school is going to come in, and you're going to start seeing that a little bit. But the one thing that I'll say here about where we're at, we're blessed to be in a great county.
Absolutely.
That's very football-minded and athletic-minded, and a lot of pride in wearing that red and black.
Absolutely.
So you don't worry so much about your – kids here, but you know that's kind of part of life, and everything's changing each year. But you know, something that you know, you sit back and watch and see what happens.
Certainly can't have any control over those kinds of things. Again, you go back to those scores a little bit, and you look at first when it pops up, thinking about next week. Inca putting 48 on the board against Owen last night. We got to think about Inca real soon.
You know, and I've had a chance to see, you know, Coach Frady and Inca, and didn't score a touchdown in either scrimmage. You know, that they had. And, you know, Jeff and I, obviously good friends, and talked, and, you know, came away real frustrated from his two scrimmages and not being able to put an end zone, and then scored 48 points last night.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny looking back at the situation coming into this week's game for Jeff and I, both coming from the success, you know, we had together at East and being in the spread. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, his back went over 200 yards last night.
Oh, really?
And obviously so did ours.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You got two coaches,
yeah,
that are, you know, used to slinging around a little bit more, and then we come into the game with the, you know, two backs over 200 yards. But, you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere here at home, obviously having Inca there and a close. And you know, I hope that the stadium's rocking on Friday night, and it should be a great atmosphere.
You worry about community kids maybe even looking ahead a little bit to Asheville?
No, I don't. Not at all. Especially after, you know, the score last night. You know, I think it's going to come back to maturity. I think these kids are going to be able to handle the, you know, it's a week-to-week thing. You know, we've set our goals early in the season, and they understand we have to do that game by game, week by week, and it's just not going to be a situation where we have the opportunity to look by anybody.
Yeah. Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
It's canning time. Get jars, pressure cookers, all your canning supplies at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill. You can shop online at hometown-hardware.com or stop in for everything you need to preserve nature's bounty for enjoyment all year round. Friendly folks will guide you to everything you need at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier with floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, again, going back to last night, you were able to do, I think, what I would think to be the vast majority of what you had in terms of your thoughts in terms of the game plan. And, you know, one of those things was that I felt like we talked about is, you know, able to exert yourself and maintain possession and put some pressure back on them. Felt like, again, we started seeing them, North Buncombe, with some fatigue later on. But you take those things and you build on those things and gives you a lot of options down the road, because we still haven't, you know, and we're going to. We haven't seen Trey with that huge breakout game, or Jesse with that huge breakout game. Michael Parrott's going to have breakout games as we go through time. But, boy, you got a lot of weapons out there, and able to do what you want to do offensively is really exciting right now, after we knew what kind of defense we were going to have.
You know, I think there was you look at us, I think there's a very good balance. I think you're going to have a harder time, kind of like basketball, you're going to have a hard time loading up on just one player.
Yeah.
And I think that gives us some flexibility in play calling, gets us some flexibility for our quarterback, especially if you've got one that can control the huddle and do the things that we need to do. And certainly he did a good job of that last night. You know, we had 21 first downs last night, so we were moving the chains.
Right.
You know, that's a big deal for us, and what we're doing offensively is, you know, moving the chains and keeping that clock running. You know, they had 16 first downs. You know, the penalties, I thought we kept down.
Yeah.
Even though I saw some of them were questionable, obviously, but we only had 7 penalties for 65 yards. You know, unfortunately, they were on some big plays for us. It could have netted us some more yardage. But, you know, again, I'm very proud of our team. I'm proud of them for not getting caught up in all of the things that they couldn't control, and being resilient all the way to the end.
You know, you see teams sometimes with a lot of undisciplined penalties, and we didn't see that out of us last night.
No, we didn't. We didn't. Didn't seem like we lost our cool.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all got frustrated, and of course, I did as well. But I thought our kids were really good about rebounding from that previous play and getting on to the next play. And you know, that's always good to see as a coach.
How was the first week of school for us?
Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. Had a, you know, half a day on Wednesday, and then kind of got back in a routine on Thursday and Friday. And it's always good to be able to have the kids at school and then go right into practice and don't have to worry about chasing them or any of those things. But you know, like I said, it's just nice to be back on that schedule with
And so then this coming up will be the first week that we're on that regular schedule. Things change a little bit, or you got everything pretty much where you want it now?
No, you know, I think we're in that routine now. We've kind of got our practice schedule set for each day. You know, coming in, we'll do some film study and all of those things. But no, it's nice to be able to get back on that schedule. You know, you hate going from a morning practice to an evening practice, or vice versa. So now we're set, and you just get in that routine. Now you have to change it throughout the season and not get you know, bored or anything like that and lose kids during practice. But we'll make changes as we go, and you know, get after Inca next week.
Already get started on that this morning, right?
Yeah, starting this morning. As soon as I leave here, we'll go down and start cutting up some film.
Looks good. So Black Bears again, be at home opener this coming Friday night. 7:30 is the kickoff there. Our airtime for that game is 6:30 with the Black Bear Cafe preview. Don't forget, this week you can hear Rhonda Bird's presentation there, I believe, later in the week during the Good Morning Show. That airs, I believe, just after 7 o'clock, right here on WPTL. And then after we play Inca next Friday night, we'll be right back here with the Brett Chappell Show at 8 a.m. from the Jukebox Junction. For head coach Brett Chappell, Ryan Castleback in the studio, this is Chad Upton. Till next week, so long, everybody.